From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, February 26, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Diane Valden is reporting in the Columbia paper that Copec Valley farm owner Salvador Cachino has been jailed. During an appearance in Columbia County Supreme Court on Thursday, February 25th, Acting Supreme Court Judge Jonathan Nichols found the 76-year-old Westchester County resident guilty of both criminal and civil contempt and ordered him to spend at least 60 days in the Columbia County Jail. Cachino was also ordered to resolve various issues related to structures and dumping on his property, to pay $500 in fine, and to reimburse the town of Copec for legal fees expended in bringing legal action against him. Nichols ordered sheriff's deputies to handcuff Cachino in the courtroom and take him to jail immediately. The 300-acre Copec Valley Farm is located along the east side of Route 22 in Copec. For nearly two decades, Cachino has run afoul of the law, violating federal, state, and town statutes for illegal dumping, building, and excavating. The decision rendered by Nicholas Thursday was in response to two orders to show cause brought by the town of Copec in January and May of 2013, asking Cachino be found in contempt for failing to comply with numerous orders previously issued in connection with his illegal activities in Copec. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Melanie Lekachevic is reporting in the Daily Mail that Coxsackie Athens Central School District is seeking public approval for its $17.9 million capital project, the same proposal rejected by voters in December. The project includes renovations to classroom spaces, security systems, and the athletic field. The school board has chosen to put the referendum up for another vote on March 22nd, this time offering voters three different options for the project. Voters this time will be able to approve or reject specific components of the plan. District Superintendent Randall Squire said, and I quote, "After reviewing the results of the referendum in December and listening to feedback from the community, the Board of Education made the decision that presenting the same project as three separate propositions was the best course of action for our schools, our students, and our taxpayers," end quote. The first proposition on the ballot in March will include the bulk of the original project. The second proposition would relocate the middle school library next to the high school library, and Proposition 3 would decide the type of turf to be installed on the school's athletic field. A public information session on the amended propositions will be held on Wednesday, March the 2nd at Coxsackie Elementary School. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Rick Carlin is reporting at Capital Confidential that on Thursday, February 25th, a state appellate court upheld the state health department's 2013 order that health care workers get flu shots or wear masks around patients once the flu is declared to be prevalent or widespread in New York. The union representing public sector nurses and other health care providers sued, contending the rule amounted to administrative overreach on the part of the health department. Some of the healthcare workers did not like the idea of flu vaccinations or being forced to wear masks. The court sided with the health department regulation. The flu this year was declared widespread in early February, so the mask rule is now in effect. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. The warm winter has wreaked havoc on the local ski industry and canceled all sorts of events. The Round Top Mountain Bikes Association's Fat Fest this weekend at Reed Bowers Resort is the latest casualty. Organizers wrote on the event's Facebook page, and I quote, "Folks, we are sorry to say that due to current inclement weather and forecasted warm temperatures this coming weekend, we will be canceling the RTMBA Fat Fest. Hundreds of volunteer hours have been put into maintaining our trails. Warm conditions, standing water, mud, and a bunch of fat tire bikes would do more harm than good at this point." As of February 22nd, Albany has the least amount of snow in a meteorological winter, December 1st to February 29th, according to the National Weather Service. For our final story, Brian Nearing reports in the Albany Times Union that electronic manufacturers were supposed to cover the cost of recycling waste under the 2010 e-waste law. Instead, New York taxpayers are on the hook for millions. Under the law, electronics manufacturers must help pay for e-waste recycling to specific annual weight-based goals based on their current market share. But consumers have been dishing very heavy cathode ray tubes from old televisions when buying flat-screen TVs, skewing the plan. Stephen Aquario, executive director for New York State's Association of Counties, said, and I quote, "Counties statewide are facing an unsustainable choice. to pay the added CRT recycling expense, charge residents in apparent violation of the e-waste law, or refuse to accept the tubes. Nearing writes, Eugene Lepp, Deputy Commissioner of the Department of Environmental Conservation, says the state will have to use taxpayer funds to reimburse local municipalities faced with the high recycling cost. You can read that full story in the Albany Times-Union. Today is day 16 of the WGXC High Five Pledge Drive. Your tax-deductible contribution will help sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you for supporting Creative Community Radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny day today with a temperature high near 30 degrees. For Friday night, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 16. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, it will be sunny with a high near 39 degrees. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 30 degrees. On Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 52 degrees. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 39. Sunrise today was at 6:34 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:41 p.m., providing us with 11 hours and 7 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 26th day of February, 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.